Now is the time to explore, experiment, and yes, fail. Here in the failure fulcrum is why the previous principle, number 5 in the previous episode, is so important, which was not caring what others think. And make no mistake, despite popular opinion as evidenced by the multitude of self-proclaimed AI experts out there, expertise cannot be faked. Welcome to Urelevant, the podcast that is all about helping you find relevance in the economy of now. I'm Mike Wheeler, author, entrepreneur, and online instructor, and now here's this week's episode of Urelevant. Welcome back to Urelevant, and here we are in the middle of a three-part series on the Wright brothers, and specifically 15 principles that they mastered to succeed in accomplishing something untried and unknown, with parallels and lessons we can learn from them in approaching this new AI era that we are seeking clarity and direction on. And if you haven't listened to the previous episode yet, I encourage you to start with the first episode in this three-part series, which is called Skeptics in Kitty Hawk. In that episode, I shared the first 5 Wright Brothers principles which you can apply in your own flight into the unknown. And so now let's continue on with this episode where I'll dig into Wright Brothers principles 6 through 10. And this episode's title of Doubters in Dayton is a nod to the Wright Brothers' hometown of Dayton, Ohio. Although their first flight took place roughly 700 miles from their hometown of Dayton, Ohio in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina for their first flight, the people back home remained relatively unimpressed for several years beyond the Wrights' first flight. It wasn't until their accomplishments in flight swept the country of France by storm and ostensibly put Dayton on the map that their hometown suddenly ascended them to heroes' status. So in the next episode, called Flight Fanatics in France, we will finish this three-part series with Wright Brothers Principles 11 through 15. But here in this middle episode of Doubters in Dayton, we will explore that phenomenon of changes in the world and no one seeming to care. And that would be much like a tree falling in the forest with no one there to hear or notice. And we will figure out how you can change your world and navigate this upcoming AI pivot, which is eminently doable and manageable. And as one who has had to pivot multiple times in my own career, my goal is to help you to navigate this pivot with confidence instead of anxiety or fear. So be sure to also check out the first episode of Urelevant, which is called My Pivot Story, to learn more on how I have learned to pivot over the years and how you can too. Now, the Wright brothers found themselves on a quest to create something that didn't yet exist. They had a vision of their high-level goal of flying, but did not have the nuts and bolts plan on the ground all worked out quite yet. They had no blueprints or books to draw from. There were no podcasts or courses or even the internet, nor any college degrees out there related to aeronautics at that time. The Wright brothers were the very definition and embodiment of what it is to be a trailblazer, which is defined as a person who makes a new track through wild country. And that is exactly the reason why I've elected to focus so much attention on the Wright brothers' blazing of their own trail. It is because we find ourselves in the same predicament as them, although we are now 120 years removed from their breakthroughs. We are each tasked with making a new track through the wild country of careers in this emerging AI era. There is much that is unknown and the paths are not yet clear, yet we must soldier on into the great unknown and blaze our individual trails. So looking at these principles helps us to apply lessons learned in our time and place. And so there can actually be comfort in knowing Wright Brothers principle number 6, which is that they were not experts. The same can be said for us. None of us are AI experts. We're all at the ground floor figuring out where the up button is of what I believe to be the start of the 4th Industrial Revolution. The Wright brothers were not experts when they started down their trail they blazed, but they became experts in the process. In those early days, though, they were able to leverage their expertise in crafting a new path. Over time, the paths will become well-worn, but during these early days where the grass has not become well-worn under the trampling onslaught of ideas put into practice, this is the truest definition of greenfield I've yet to see, and that's in the field of AI. Now is the time to explore, experiment, and yes, fail. Here in the failure fulcrum is why the previous principle, number 5 in the previous episode, is so important, which was not caring what others think. And I did speak more on that principle in the previous episode, so you can dig into that deeper there. But because the Wright brothers were not experts, they could explore unbound by tradition or comparison. They did not have the luxury of assumptions, but could only test and verify, iterate and improve. And make no mistake, despite popular opinion as evidenced by the multitude of self-proclaimed AI experts out there, expertise cannot be faked. Let me repeat that. Expertise cannot be faked. Expertise must be earned. In taking the mantle of expertise as your own in areas that you have not earned them is called theft. And that theft of expertise that isn't earned through actual experience is the cause of imposter syndrome in many cases, always fearing that you'll be exposed as a fraud before you're able to, in essence, fake it until you make it. The good news is that you don't have to be an expert or fake it until you make it. Remember, none of us are experts in the field of AI, and this is a pretty level playing field. I've heard Gary Vaynerchuk recently advise embracing being an enthusiast rather than putting on airs as an expert in any area. It is more than okay to be an enthusiast, and for those early in their journey, this enables you to have great social currency in the lost art of authenticity, which is at a premium, especially in the age of AI. So be real. There are astonishingly few actual AI experts walking the globe right now. And they are way too busy building the future to care if they are recognized as an expert. The Wright brothers became experts, and that was done hands-on. So get hands-on with the tools and tech and improve those AI skills. The hard-earned skills, otherwise referred to as tech skills, are still important to your skill stack, but rising in importance would be soft skills. These are being renamed as durable skills, and AI is the perfect place to perfect your durable skills advantage. In these experiments, to gain experience, you may encounter happy accidents. Many breakthroughs sprang forth as a surprise byproduct of hard work and focused effort, far afield from the inventor's original intent. Among accidental inventions are things such as penicillin, the microwave oven, Teflon, Velcro, safety glass, post-it notes, and even x-rays, just to name a few. So you increase your odds of happy accidents, discoveries, and inventions by purposing to improve your AI, prompt engineering, and durable skills. These all go hand in hand. Doing these things will improve your position out of the danger zone of irrelevance and increasing your odds of breakthroughs and discoveries and unique combinations to fly out of this fulcrum of failure to new heights in your personal development. So now let's move on to Wright Brothers principle number 7, which is that they respected the danger. So be mindful of the greater good lurking beyond the horizon of your own personal gain. In a few words, aim higher, my friend. It is okay to dream big, and the Wright brothers fully recognize the inherent risk associated with flight, namely, what goes up must come down. They worked for years on gliders, perfecting steering, balance, and equilibrium before daring to strap an engine to their creations. Their tools were wind and lift and thrust, and also, importantly, ropes fixed at a certain length, attached to their gliders' wingtips to make any unplanned descent survivable by setting governor limits on how high they could go. They set limits on themselves and avoided unnecessary risks. Years later, once they developed a two-seater airplane, they rarely, if ever, flew together to reduce the risk of them both dying in a crash. Their work could live on even in times of tragedy, which we will explore in the next episode. But the application for the modern AI pivot is to take measured and calculated bets. You'll want to avoid taking unnecessary high-stake risks because if you place yourself in the position where failure is simply not an option, you will no longer be making sound decisions or working to play another day. There's an old pilot saying that a good day flying is when you get to go home to fly another day. There are times when flights are aborted due to conditions beyond our control, but we are playing the long game. This is a marathon and not a sprint, so respect the danger to your career and take calculated risks, and also recognize the dangers to others. As I said, you will want to look beyond the horizon of personal gain to the greater good. Think in terms of AI ethics, basically. I think a good rule of thumb for any AI practitioner can be found in the Hippocratic Oath, first, do no harm. And to take that even a step further, you will rise farther and faster if your event horizon is what is in this for others and not just what is in it for me. Now on to Wright Brothers principle number 8. They may do with what they had. Resourcefulness is a defining trait of the innovative. Remember the trailblazer definition from earlier as one who makes a new track through wild country. Innovators don't stop working and say, if only I had this, that, or the other. They do flip if only to only if and recognize they will accomplish their goals only if they figure out how to make do with what they have. Innovators build what they need and often invent several new things to scaffold their way to the prize or quest of the moment. They get things done, and that was a defining characteristic of the Wright brothers. They figured things out and got things done and moved on to the next challenge. When problems emerge, as they always do, they got to work solving those problems and didn't pack it in. One vivid example was when they needed to mend a canopy on their glider by sewing pieces of fabric together, yet they did not have a needle. So what did they do? They figured out a way to make a needle. The progressive path is over, around, or through, but never in retreat or defeat. For your own application, take stock of what you do have, not what you don't have. Look for opportunities to accomplish multiple things at the same time with what you're often already doing or need to do. Look for actions that can have the most far-reaching impacts and clear off several to-dos at once. Think outside the box and get creative. The gatekeepers have been removed for the most part, and anyone can create something new more quickly and easily than ever. The barrier to entry into the creator economy has been eradicated. If you have a cell phone or a computer, you have all you need to build out your own endeavors and test and experiment and gain experience along the way. The Wright brothers also journaled. They recorded their progress daily and noted challenges faced and overcome. All of this they reflected upon and wrote about in those journals, and I'm finding that I am journaling in a way as I tap out or type out or speak my ideas, dilemmas, frustrations, or decisions to make into various AI systems out there, such as ChatGPT. With each day comes new chats being filled in my history of my accounts, serving as further links in my chain of thought prompts. I'm journaling my thinking and using AI to flesh out those thoughts into actions and actionable items that I can take action upon. Now, taking a step back to assess my collection of inputs and received outputs along the way, I see a growing tapestry of ideas and inspirations that help me too in making do with what I have and being able to build what is needed as soon as those needs arise. What a time to be alive. Now, this gives me a repository of prompts in my own personal prompt library to draw from, much like a seasoned developer with a large code base of utilities and apps to start from, rather than starting from scratch. We are entering into this dawn of what I like to call conversational coding, using our natural language to dictate what we need, leaving the minutiae and mundane and complex to AI to prioritize, organize, and increasingly create on our behalf. This is the AI advantage that you shouldn't ignore. Prior generations learned about putting money to work for themselves like workers in a field. This was explored by George S. Clausen in his book, Richest Man in Babylon. We have the ability to create our own virtual AI workers to toil on our behalf, and soon these AI agents and agentive devices will work for us all hours of the day and night. In large part, the playing field of the fourth industrial revolution has been leveled, and anyone can now code, create art, create music or videos, and the one key differentiator that you will want to be on the right side of is the ability to use AI adeptly. Your AI proficiency and durable skills will set you apart. You have AI within your grasp, so you can surround yourself with a virtual board of directors and advisors. You are a prompt away from breaking down long meeting transcripts into prioritized lists of action items and project plans or charters. You can shore up your weak areas of lack and reduce the slack in your performance and productivity. There's thousands more advantages that you can realize through the effective use of AI in your life, home, and career. And to get to the practical application as to how to unearth those thousands of advantages and realize them, we will need to now pivot to Wright Brothers Principle Number 9. They obsessed over increasing lift and thrust while reducing drag and weight. The four fundamental factors that affect flight are lift, drag, thrust, and weight. And so here's a brief overview of each. Lift would be the upward force that counters gravity and enables an aircraft to rise off the ground. It is generated by the aircraft's wings and varies with the wing shape, angle of attack, airspeed, and air density. Next is drag. This is the resistance force caused by the aircraft moving through the air. It tends to slow the aircraft down and is affected by the aircraft's shape, size, and speed. Next up is thrust. This is the forward force produced by the aircraft's engines, like jet engines or propellers, that works to overcome drag and propels the aircraft forward through the air. Weight is the downward force due to gravity on the aircraft. It includes the weight of the aircraft itself, plus fuel, passengers, and cargo. The aircraft's lift must counteract its weight for it to ascend. The Wright brothers were dissatisfied with their glider's performance in 1900 and 1901, so in the fall of 1901, they decided to ditch the math of supposed aeronautical experts of the time and figured out the true measurements of lift and drag by devising their own homegrown wind tunnels. They tested a multitude of angles and surfaces by using a gasoline-powered fan and models of various wing designs. From September to December of 1901, the Wright brothers conducted their wind tunnel test. They put this data that they found through those tests to use when designing their 1902 aircraft, effectively solving the issues they had run into during their 1900 and 1901 attempts. This same data also played a crucial role in the design of the propellers for their 1903 aircraft, which took off successfully at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, late that same year. But what does lift, drag, thrust, and weight have to do with AI today? Let's equate the four fundamental forces of flight to how you can enhance your productivity and performance in the context of AI. Let's conceptualize an AI framework from the four fundamental forces of flight. First, we will explore lift, which we can equate to learning and adaptability. Just as lift in aviation enables an aircraft to rise and overcome the pull of gravity, continuous learning and adaptability provide the necessary uplift for you. This involves embracing new technologies like AI and adapting skills to leverage these tools effectively, propelling you forward. Next, let's move on to drag, which we can equate to distractions and resistance. Drag can be likened to the various distractions and resistance to change that slow down progress. This includes outdated practices, reluctance to adopt new technologies, or inefficiencies in current workflows. Minimizing drag involves streamlining processes and overcoming resistance to change, much like reducing aerodynamic drag to improve an aircraft's efficiency. This can and should be done at the individual level and not just be left to a corporate level decision maker. So be sure you're taking this to heart at the individual level and having full buy-in and embracing AI so that you can reduce drag in your own efforts of flying high with AI. Now let's move on to thrust, which we can equate to drive and motivation. Thrust in a career context refers to the motivation and energy you put into your goals and tasks. Just like the engines propelling an aircraft, a strong drive to integrate and utilize AI tools, a focus on goals, and the energy to push through challenges can significantly boost productivity and performance. Finally, let's look at the fourth fundamental force of flight, which is weight. You can equate weight to workload and responsibilities. In the flight analogy, weight represents the load the aircraft must carry and manage effectively to stay airborne. In a job setting, managing your workload and responsibilities efficiently ensures that they do not become overwhelming. Balancing tasks with the aid of AI can help you lift the weight, allowing for more strategic focus and less manual burden. In the age of AI, leveraging these fundamental four forces of flight means aligning personal and professional development with technological advancements, reducing inefficiencies, maintaining strong motivation, and managing responsibilities effectively. This approach can dramatically enhance your productivity and performance, and realize that your biggest breakthroughs may come in small form incremental advantages and improvements over time. And so now let's move on to Wright Brothers principle number 10, they did not quit. The brothers are remembered as the fathers of flight because they did not quit in the storm of relentless challenges. I explored in the previous episode when we discussed the first principle that they didn't know better or they didn't know what they didn't know. If they had known all of the challenges they would face, would they do it all over again? Now, I can't answer that question definitively, but I do know that they didn't quit, even when the outcome was unknown at the time. There is a certain amount of grit that is needed to accomplish anything great, and the good news is that we all have a big step up towards greatness with the help of artificial intelligence. Often we give up in difficult pursuits because we don't see a way through, but you can leverage AI to come up with innovative ideas and solutions to problems. We all now have an abundant team of experts that we can craft to our current need through what is known as persona prompting. What this looks like is to craft prompts where you instruct an AI, whether that be ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini or some other generative AI tool, to act as a certain persona on your behalf. For example, let's say you are trying to come up with a new marketing campaign for your local business. You can prompt something along the lines of, act as a marketing expert to help build brand awareness for my mortgage company or plumbing business or bookstore or coffee shop or whatever it may be. When you can't seem to make a dent with your best efforts, you can now leverage a virtual army of specialists to help you. I alluded to this in the previous principle when I surfaced the idea of crafting a virtual board of directors or advisors. You can train your own custom GPTs or, in essence, AI applications that are just for you and trained on your specific data and use cases. This can be an invaluable tool whether you're trying to build your own personal brand, launch a business, or pivot in your career. You can create these apps through natural language and conversational design or conversational coding so that you are in essence cloning yourself or creating in basically a tiered system of personal support for yourself. Think of this as your own personalized center of excellence, there to serve you and advance your goals. This would be similar to whenever you may have called into a call center and had an issue that needed to be escalated to a specialist, for example. You can have a tiered or prioritized workflow where you can now offload that which isn't important or interesting to your custom-built GPTs or AI agents to take care of that which doesn't float your boat, if you will. This freed up time and less mental drain can and will inspire you to better ideas and creativity and can lessen the blunt force trauma of time-wasting activities that you would rather not do and the challenges you may face on the way to where you are ultimately trying to head. Much like in flight, you will find times of personal friction or drag and various oppositions weighing you down. With the advantage of AI, you can throw off the ballast hindering your flight to relevance, and one of the keys to not quitting is to recognize that there are always options. There are no dead ends, so learn to do persona prompting and also ideation prompts, feeding in your parameters, problems, and challenges, and brainstorm with AI to come up with those ideas. You can use AI to get inside the minds of decision makers and gatekeepers who are getting in the way of your progress, and you can write and speak more persuasively to accomplish your goals. And remember, once again, to keep your event horizon on the greater good, always being mindful of what is in it for them and not just yourself. Finding those win-win situations is made easier with AI, so don't you dare quit. Remember, grit over quit. So that is a wrap on this episode where we have explored Wright Brothers principles 6 through 10, which were: number 6, they were not experts. No one is an AI expert yet. Number 7, they respected the danger. Number 8, they made do with what they had. Number 9, they obsessed over increasing lift and thrust while reducing drag and weight. And number 10, they did not quit. We'll conclude this 3-episode series in the next episode entitled Flight Fanatics in France, where we'll learn Wright Brothers principles number 11 through 15. Be sure to like, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can be alerted to each new episode. Thank you for joining us here on You Relevant.